I'm here with John Kennedy, coach at Ford Masters. Very happy, man. We spoke last week after the semi-final. John, you get into this game, a lot of people are finding it hard to call, but again, another brilliant performance from your men.
Yeah, I suppose you're right about it being hard to call. Like, we were conscious of it coming out of the after the Termin game. Glenties were superb that day in really tough conditions underfoot. And we were conscious of that. They've lots of talent. They didn't get where they were without that talent on board. They started exceptionally well. But we knew coming here what it was going to require from us. Discipline in our play, execution and their skill, being smart on the ball, keep it moving, avoid being caught and turned over. And for lots of the game, we did that. And we executed our game plan very well. But we're blessed with a bunch of talent, and you've seen it out on the field. They'll just go through the gears as required, and they'll do a lot of the right things. Yeah. It makes my job as a coach very easy.
Yeah. And they've constantly started the game on fire, and it's the first time your guys, I suppose, just being human, it's a final, a wee bit unsettled, got that 1-1. But then you've seen once your guys got their rhythm, and just looking at, the 2-22 was remarkable, but only conceding the 1-8, and your ability, I thought, when Niamh Connell broke, to be man for the man, not allowing the kick pass in, and then your ability to bunch back and get players around it. So as much as the scoring talent that we all know about, your defensive shape too, and your defenders were top class.
Defenders don't get near enough credit, particularly full back lines and half back lines. When they hunt and work like they've done today, like Callum McRae manfully managed that centre half back spot. Josh, his brother behind him, was absolutely superb, and has been all season long for us. So we were delighted with just our defensive structure. We were aware of Glenties on the transition. When they turn the ball over, they go after you, and we were very conscious of that coming into the game. And we were making sure that we're back defending, we're holding that centre channel, we're not going to give them easy options. If they're going to get a score, they're going to work hard for it. Yeah. And our boys reflected that today.
And just on that second half, when they did get the 4 points in a row, the two pointer and the two scores, brought it back to five. There's just a wee question being asked there, but then you just seen, but a game management, and your guys stepped it up and made some wonderful scores after it.
Yeah, again, you're right about game management, but you know what, that's all for players on the pitch. You can do very little as a coach when you're on the side of the white line. It has to be. The players have to be leaders, and we're blessed with the buns of them on that team. And they recognise that. Guys will hunt back. Like Sarah Kerr was back in the half back line, picking up ball. Tiernan was back helping out. We had blocks. We had men just working hard for one another. And then we were able to transition with pace then, and we were doing the Glenties what they often do to other teams. Yes. And I suppose we can be very grateful for the amount of ability on the field and their ability to take scores.
Yes. So and great. John, just finally, most of these players are underage next year. You had 43 players talk today. Yeah. What is training like? Does that mean that you're breeding a real high intensity type training that then leads you into being ready for the teams you're going to face? You're playing and training at such a high level because there's such a want to even get into the first 15.
Yeah, well, look, you're right about the players. There's 40 players in that squad there, and they all are as talented as the next. But you'll not believe me when I tell you we had two collective sessions all year with that group, and the rest were get-togethers and meets and talk about stuff tactically. So we struggled a little bit to get guys on the field, but we did have good sessions when we got on the field. The group is built on success from previous coaches, from previous teams down through the age, back to the academy when they were young kids, and they brought all that with them. So it doesn't happen overnight, and it's nothing to do with what I bring to them on the pitch. It's that year after year progress. So look, it's just blessed with a number of players. We have four guys over age for next year. We'll come back to it. We'll be looking at it again. But you know yourself, sport's a funny thing. You can't count to anything until the day comes. But
well, we can count.
Brem,
on
thank you.
2025, you're the champions.
Yes.
John, well done. You enjoy the night.
We will. Back to back. We'll be happy about it. Thanks a million, Brem.